How are you this morning? John on your radio through till midday. Let's catch up with all things meteorological weather stuff with Simon Evans, who's on the line with us now this morning. Morning, Simon!
Morning, John Andrews.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to hear from you as always. How are you then this morning?
Oh, all right. I've managed to do a walk this week with Gavin Kitchen. A little bit painful, the old foot. It's not fully recovered.
Oh.
I don't know when I'm going to be walking to London, so that's a real nuisance. But otherwise, you know, I managed to do the walk. And it was a good walk. We walked past this house owner of the Dubai. Has a property. It's a private estate. You're not allowed to do videos in there, so I have to be very discreet. But basically, he had a daughter that ran away once. She ran away, and she left the property. So after that, he put security guards around the area to stop that from happening. It's very tight security-wise, but you can walk through it. It's a public footpath. You walk down through it, and then down this road, and there's Mercedes. There's about 1,000 Mercedes cars in there. I'm not joking. The Mercedes cars. It's mental.
Oh, you find all the best places. So where was this then? Is this in Chobham, was it?
Next to Chobham Common. It's a private state. You can walk through it. There's a footpath. Lots of Gurkhas, security men. Yeah, they're all Gurkhas. So yeah. They're not nasty. They're just bad security-wise. Don't walk on the lawns and the grass.
Stay off the grass.
The footpath. You're all right, basically.
Wow. Your life is so exciting, you know, going around hidden mansions. But it's amazing when you look into it, Simon, you know, things right on your doorstep that are, like, really close to where you live, but you don't actually realise that they're there. It's always interesting discovering those things, isn't it?
It is, John Andrews, definitely.
I think, actually, something that I found on the Heritage Open Days last year, do you know the twin bridges, Simon, in Woking, the two bridges going up past Morrison's?
I think I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, go over the bridges, down the York Road side of that, there's an old sort of signal box that's disused, but it's a listed building. You can go around there, and that is like something out of Doctor Who, walking in, seeing all the old levers and everything else. It's quite near the building.
I've been in there. It's brilliant, that place.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's open day. I went a few years ago.
Yes.
It's great, that.
I love it. Yeah. Discovering new things on your doorstep. So you've been out doing that. And what else has been happening in your world then, Simon, this last week?
Well, there's a video on there about a cruise ship. It's the biggest cruise ship in the world, which is massive. And I've got a video of the sun rise. So the ship is warning this morning about a storm approach across the UK. It hasn't officially been named Storm Kathleen, but I think it should be named Storm Kathleen, because I did predict it on Monday evening this week on my channel. And it definitely seems to put the wind seems to pick up, and the Met Office have been too slow as usual, John Andrews, predicting that angel.
There's been a lot of storms. I mean, this time last week, we're talking about Storm Isha or Storm Isha. And then, you know, that kind of caused a bit of havoc, a bit of a windy night last Sunday night. Storm Jocelyn this week, and now on Storm Kathleen. So it seems to be a lot more of these named storms about lately.
Yeah, funny. If it does come to fruition, the storms, that'd be the 11th next storm season. And all due to Super El Nino in the Epidemic Pacific, that's causing this bad weather across the world globally. And the oceans are quite warm around the world globally. Unfortunately, the Barrier Reef is being bleached by the hot waters at the moment. Mm-hmm. So that's getting damaged by the hot waters. It's not doing the cut of Great Barrier Reef in Australia around there any good at the moment. But it's just part of the world, unfortunately. There's not much we can do about it. We're warming the planet up, unfortunately.
Yeah, this is the thing, you know, we talked a bit about sort of global warming for many years, but now we're starting to see the effects of it. So a lot more storms. So Storm Kathleen then, I mean, what can we expect from that if it hits Surrey later on? What can we expect?
Well, we're not going to get much of the winds and the rain down here. It's more across northwestern parts of England and in Scotland, potentially. It might be named storm. It might not be, but I did last week say to you it would be an amber warning for Surrey locally. We did get an amber warning for Storm Isha last week, and they obviously were too slow to name that. So I wouldn't be surprised the next hour today they name it Storm.
Okay. Oh, there we go. I love it. You're ahead of the Met Office. Love this. Brilliant. Thanks, stuff. John. So, weather-wise, then, going into next week, it looks quite cloudy, it looks quite calm as I look over my computer screen here, over Woking. But what can we expect going into next week, weather-wise?
Well, very mild tomorrow, next Monday, maybe 14, 15 Celsius working time, which is most unusual. I saw a bee a few days ago, I saw a wasp, it's very mild.
Wow.
It's really bad because this warm weather's coming too early. I think that's a bit of a trick. It's playing a trick in nature. We get all the wildlife kicking in spring, and before you know, we get a cold spell at the end of February into March, like we did last year. I wouldn't be surprised if winter returns with a vengeance, the cold weather.
And it's a little bit worrying when you say, you know, you start seeing wildlife, bees and things that shouldn't be happening this early. They start. I mean, that's not good news, is it, sort of seeing those sort of things?
Well, they're taking a gamble. It's like, if I wanted to plant sunflowers now, I could get caught out in end of February to March by hard frost and snowy weather, which is possible at the moment. It's a long range forecast. It's not guaranteed. It's what we call paradise weather forecasting. It might not be that cold. It might just be mild. It might be cold a little bit and then get warmer towards the end of February. But this is long range forecasting. It's not solid and proof to the guarantee. It's always changing. So I can't guarantee it, but the way nature thinks at the moment, it's like me, I'll get on the gardening. Unfortunately, we get caught out by it, so you just have to be a little bit cautious. I mean, have a slight HSW for 24 hours with some little pole, so you might see the effects of that. I don't know, we'll have to see.
Okay, but hopefully a calm week weather-wise. It certainly looks like it's going to be quite a nice day today. It's quite, I mean, a little bit cloudy, as I say, but the towns are woken. But, yeah, it doesn't seem too windy. I can see the trees, they're not swaying about too much, so we're okay at the moment. Keep an eye on what happens with Storm Kathleen. I just seen you sent me a picture, Simon, of some sort of rodent. What's that all about?
It's a field mouse. Well, Gavin Kitchen found it on the floor when we were doing this walk. Somewhere I used to show it. It's quite cute. It's basically, I think some of the humans, assumed they were cutting down the heather around there. It's quite sad. And they drove over it and then he hit it. I think they hit it. I think it's a bit ill. So we moved to the side. But this is the problem with nature. We keep cutting trees down in forests and we end up killing wildlife you can't see below us. It's like a little animal life down there. You can't see it. You put your foot on it and oops, I squashed a toad or a squashed mouse.
Yeah. Really. I mean, it does look very cute. I think I can deal with mice, but when it comes to rats and things, I get a little bit squeamish. Okay, so how do we find you on YouTube then if you want to check out all your fantastic videos?
Simon A. G. Evans,
so check that out on YouTube. We'll keep an eye on what goes on with that Storm Kathleen, but for now it looks like it's going to be okay weather-wise and going into next week. Simon, thank you as always for the update, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Joe. Bye.
Thank you very much. There we go. Simon A. G. Evans on YouTube. Go and check that one out.